The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Talking about things that aren't impressive, and I know a lot of people aren't impressed that this person who we spoke about yesterday, who was bitten by a lemon shark, has turned out to be a guy who in the past has proclaimed himself to be a shark rider.
Shark rider.
Yeah. I know. Has he got that on his business card?
It's like Knight Rider, except the sharks don't talk, they bite.
Well, he's under investigation now for provoking this 3.5 metre lemon shark, which we're told are quite prevalent in WA.
After reasonably common. Yeah, that's what an expert told me yesterday.
We just haven't been told about it. So he was bitten off Varanus Island. The 32-year-old was the skipper in charge of this charter vessel. Isn't that awkward? Hang on a minute. You're meant to be, you know, behind the motor of this boat. So it had to race back to port so he could get medical attention. He was obviously flown back to Perth. His name's Aaron Moyer. He jumped off a boat onto the back of a 3-metre hammerhead back in 2014. This time it didn't work so well for him, obviously, and his passengers had to administer first aid. They say his stunt has ruined their trip, which had been 18 months in the planning. They paid about $5,000. They want compensation.
Fair enough, too. Yes. And lemon sharks, from what I understand, are not typically that aggressive.
Not if you're not jumping on the back of them, no.
Because that's the thing. I reckon if you go into any pub around Perth and try and jump on the back of somebody, they're probably going to take a swing at you as well.
Yeah. I mean, what an idiot.
Yeah. I think there's no other way to say it.
But think about the resources that have been wasted. Yep. The Royal Flying Doctor Service, the medical resources. Yep. If only he didn't jump on the back of that shark. Our taxpayer money goes towards that, doesn't it?
Unless, I guess, with this investigation, if they find that, you know, it is the result of some sort of stupidity, maybe they can recover costs in that situation.
Well, maybe they should.
Yeah. Are there laws? I mean, there must be laws against jumping on a shark,
there
surely.
There must be something.
You can't go around doing that. So stupid.
What's going on?
Yeah,
I know. I just feel for the poor people that were on this charter. 18 months in the planning, they probably thought, oh, so lucky, Perth and Peel are not locked down. We can go on our trip, and next minute a bloke's jumping on a lemon shark.